Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Well, welcome back to Ebling and You on Monday, November the 22nd, 2010. This is guest host Gene Carolan. And with me tonight is a good friend of mine, Chuck Maniacci, an IBM executive here in Lansing. Chuck, how are you tonight?
Gene, I'm doing great, thanks.
Well, thanks so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule and being with us tonight.
Well, you're welcome. It's when you offered the opportunity, I thought, what the heck? This is an investment in time. I'd be more than happy to participate.
Well, thanks so much, Chuck, and I mean that sincerely. Chuck, you have been on the Junior Achievement Board of Directors for how many years?
Gene, I think it's been around 7 or 8. I haven't been keeping track of that. It's not... I don't remember how many years, but, you know, 7 or 8. And I'll tell you, I joined the board only because, I had been volunteering so long in the classroom.
Yeah.
It just seemed to be a logical next step to get involved with the direction of the organization.
And Chuck, you have taught JA classes for many, many years. Where have you taught primarily?
Well, I think primarily in the Okemos Elementary School.
Uh-huh.
And I started doing that when my 20-year-old daughter, I started in the elementary when my 20-year-old daughter was in first grade.
Oh, my goodness.
So that tells you how far back the elementary program I've been teaching. But, of course, I had been doing that well before Angela, my youngest, was born.
Uh-huh. Well, that is fantastic. So you have actually been in the classroom teaching financial literacy to really hundreds, maybe even 1,000 children or more over the years.
Yeah, because it's been 27 years since I've been teaching in these courses, and in many cases I've taught more than one class a year. So 30 on average times 27, you're up at over 800 students anyway.
Yeah, I know it, Chuck, and fantastic. You know, Chuck, you are a member of the Executive Committee of Junior Achievement, as I'm aware, and you have got a big event planned for next Wednesday, December the 1st. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. Well, we call this the Star Makers Breakfast, and it's evolved over time from what used to be called the Free Enterprise Breakfast.
Okay, so Star Makers, that certainly sounds dramatic. What's that mean?
Okay, well, I see the event, and it's evolved over time. Let me tell you a little bit about it, and you'll see maybe how the Star Maker concept came into being. But this, what we try to have this do is to be a celebration of what Junior Achievement is all about. And we've got over 300 people who are going to join us at the Radisson to experience, the middle and high school students who are there to actually give them some information about JA, tell them what JA is all about. And in between the segments of talking about JA, sharing the information, they're going to actually be performing.
Ah,
we've got
good.
The high school students that are going to be on stage doing either maybe singing a song solo, or we've got even one group, they call themselves FLARP, and that's FLARP, and that's a flute and harp duo that are going to be performing.
So that is fantastic. So the Star Makers are actually kids then who have had JA classes in their schools.
Well, we kind of think of them as being the stars.
Sure.
And the Star Makers are really those who help facilitate these folks, these kids, these students, become the best that they can be in whatever profession that they're going to join. So you may have someone's going to be what we would say a star accountant or a star leader in politics. Whatever it might be, they need to be the best they can be. And part of that is to understand how our economic system works and learning about JA and some of the things that the financial literacy programs that Junior Achievement offers. So they are the stars. So we ask the attendees, those are the Star Makers.
I see.
And they are able to contribute to the stars in one of a few different ways. One is, to volunteer to participate in some programs. Another way they can get involved is to financially support the organization.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, those are two key ways.
Now, I know that the Star Makers is a breakfast, and it's on December the 1st, Wednesday. And where is it again, Chuck?
It's going to be at the Radisson Hotel in the ballroom, which is the second floor.
Okay.
And the Radisson is right on Grand Avenue and Michigan Avenue, right at the corner.
You bet.
In downtown Lansing. And the Radisson, being the great hosts that they are, They're providing free valet parking for anyone who was going to attend.
Oh, that's outstanding. So free valet parking, so people, all your guests need to do is then drive up on Grand Avenue into the main entrance, and the hotel staff will take care of vehicle parking?
That's right. That is correct. Now, of course, it's very important that they register for the event.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. How can they go about registering then?
Well, if they haven't already been personally invited by one of their friends who's a member of the JA board,
sure,
then they can call Junior Achievement directly.
Okay.
And the phone number is 517-371-5437.
There you go.
And we like to say it's 371-KIDS, K-I-D-S.
Oh, very, very good. And I know that JA has got a website, and do we remember what that website
is?
Yeah,
that should be JA for Junior Achievement, midmichigan.org.
Okay, very good. So then a potential guest could either register by calling the office, which is at 371-5437, or going online to www.jamidmichigan.org.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very good. Now, Chuck, let me get a little bit personal with you, and let me ask you, now, what are Chuck Bucks?
Chuck Bucks. You know, it's funny you ask. Well, years ago, when I was teaching the middle school program, you know, we were doing a personal economics module, and I was doing these in multiple classrooms over the years. And we decided to create a little bit of an economic society within the classroom. So I would start out by paying the students to show up. And they kind of earned the minimum wage. It may have been $50. And JA had this currency we can copy and cut out and use to give to the students. And you know, the students, you know, it's a lukewarm reception to the bills. It's kind of like Monopoly money.
Yeah.
So one time, I thought, let me put my face on these bills and see if I get any type of reaction, see if they even notice.
Okay.
Well, sure enough, I mean, the reaction was just floored me. I just couldn't believe how excited they were about getting Chuck Bucks. Of course, my name being Chuck, and,
yeah,
you know, so all of a sudden now they were excited to earn Chuck Bucks.
I see.
And then we and not only did they earn some for showing up, but because you know, anyone can do that, but those who were the top earners were doing things like some extra assignments. They would check. They would check the newspaper articles and bring in anything that's pertinent to some of the things that we're talking about with JA, and you know, share that information with the class. And so they would earn additional Chuck Bucks, which they were able to spend on the last day of class on an auction that we had.
Oh, my goodness. So they had this money then that you had awarded to them based upon their participation in the class, and they could then spend that on gifts and awards that you had presented to them or that you had made available.
Right.
And what happened, though, to some of the kids?
Well, I mean, those who didn't earn very much were a little disappointed at first. But then, you know, you get a lesson in anything that you do.
Yeah, you bet.
So a few of the kids at some point realized that, you know, they were competing against individuals who had earned a lot by doing some extra credit or, you know, active participation in class.
You bet.
And so they started pooling their money together.
Ah, very good.
And so you may have three or four kids pooling their money together so they now can compete against those who did well earlier in the program by earning more Chuck Bucks.
Well, that's a pretty good economic lesson right there.
It was. And there was one other one, too, Gene, is when some counterfeit Chuck Bucks started to show up. We... You know, we had to do a lesson in ethics.
Now, I'm sure you didn't get the Secret Service involved in this.
No need to do that. I think just the idea of, you know earning or I guess earning the money.
Well, Chuck, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. And I know you've been an active planner in the Star Makers Breakfast, which, again, is next Wednesday, December the 1st, 2010, from 7:30 until 9 a.m. at the downtown Radisson Hotel in Lansing. And the funds are used for JA programs in mid-Michigan, teaching kids about financial literacy, entrepreneurship, and work readiness.
Yes, sir.
So, outstanding, Chuck. I wish you the best of luck in next Wednesday's activity, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Great. Thanks, Gene. I look forward to seeing you on Wednesday, too.
All right. Thanks so much, Chuck.